Samuel chooses David. The Lord said to Samuel the prophet, "How long will you mourn for Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and go to Jesse of Bethlehem. I've chosen a king from among his sons." So Samuel did as God told him, and he came to Bethlehem. The elders of Bethlehem were frightened when he came and said, "Do you come peaceably?" "Yes, peaceably," he said. "I've come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Prepare yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." So he blessed Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. When all Jesse's sons came, he looked at Eliab, and Samuel said, "Surely the Lord's chosen one is before him now." But God answered, "Do not look at his face or the height of him, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. Men look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks upon the heart."
Now, I think that sometimes I would wonder what would happen if Eliab or the other or any of the other brothers would have become the king. I would wonder what they would do.
Well, they obviously weren't the right people, because God was interested in the heart, not on what we look like in the outward appearance. And that's really important to remember. Jesse called Abinadab and made him come before Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Then Jesse made Shammah come by, and Samuel said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this son." One after the other, Jesse made his seven sons come before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." And then Samuel asked, "Are all your children here?" "Well," Jesse said, "there is still the youngest, David, but he's out keeping the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and fetch him here. We'll go down to the sacrifice until he comes." So they sent for David, and he soon came. He was a red-headed, healthy-looking boy and handsome. God said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord was with David from that day on. Now, later on, when David fought with Goliath and he came before Saul, and Saul said, "You can't fight Goliath," David said to Saul, "I was once keeping my father's sheep, and a lion came and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. I chased it, and I hit the lion and rescued the lamb out of its mouth. And when the lion arose against me, I grabbed him by his beard, by his mane, and hit him and killed him. Your servant killed both the lion and the bear. And this Philistine would be like one of them." And you remember, David was really good at throwing stones with his sling. And I think he would have learnt that in those years when he was keeping the sheep and despised by his seven big brothers. Now, we also know that he was good at playing the harp. And I think he would have learnt to do that while he was out there watching the sheep, probably playing his harp and making up his songs to God, which we've got in the Psalms. So the Spirit of the Lord left Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Now notice that the evil spirit came from the Lord. It's all under God's control. Then the servants of Saul said to him, "An evil spirit from the Lord is troubling you, but why don't we find a man who is a clever player on the harp, so that when an evil spirit comes from God, he can play on the harp and you will be well." "Okay," said Saul, "find me a man who can play the harp well and bring him to me." One of the servants said, "I've seen a son of Jesse from Bethlehem who is a very good harp player and a very brave man, prudent in all things." So therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David who feeds the sheep." Jesse took an ass, put food on it, and a bottle of wine and a kid, and sent them by David to Saul. So David came, and whenever the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, David took the harp and played it. And Saul felt better again, and the evil spirit departed from him at the sound of the music.